Good morning. Welcome to Daggett County Municipal Building Authority meeting. It's Tuesday, October 28th, 2025 at 9:24 a.m. First item on the agenda is to review minutes from our previous meeting that was held on Tuesday, October 21st, 2025.
Motion to approve the MBA meeting, Daggett County Municipal Building Authority meeting held October 21st to approve the meeting.
Second.
A motion and a second's been made to approve the Daggett County Municipal Building Authority meeting minutes from Tuesday, October 21st, 2025 as presented. All in favor?
Aye.
Issue updates for discussion, the water treatment plant project.
As I said earlier, things are moving forward. They had a little bit of a slowdown for a minute when we had a big windstorm a while back that blew down a power pole with a couple, I think there were two transformers on it. We did pull some wires from the new building, I believe. They've got a good, I assume it's Moonlight, the power company got the pole back up and the wire.
That was Bridger Valley.
Was it Bridger?
Okay. I know because he brought that up. Val Kirk brought that up with me from Bridger Valley in a different conversation that I had with him.
Things are going forward. They've got the backfill nearly completed. Outside plumbing, they anticipate having that done today. And hoping this week to have the garage doors up and start more work on the inside. Plus, there'll be a couple of two or three change orders coming in ratification of a field order that was needed to be done. So, things are moving along the team schedule. And there's a few other things they're looking at with the funds that are available to improve the project as well.
Very good. Thank you. Discussion on the clinic building project, the Daggett County Health Business and Community Center.
So it's moving along pretty good now. They're starting to come out of the hole, starting to see something beside the hole there, and it's they've done a lot of work with the framing. And got a lot of the backfill done. There are a couple change orders in the works. One to go through today. Also, getting ready to do the storm drain and drainage out to come out from under the building.
Very good. I did have a chance to talk to the mayor about the contractor taking loads of trash to the dump. She was going to bring that was concerning charging them a commercial rate for that trash or going to the residential rate. I made the request that they consider going to the residential rate for the contractor to help him stay in budget on that line item. She was going to bring that up with the town council and then get back with us.
So was there any mention of what they had been told before they called the first load about the amount that they were going to charge him?
I brought that up in the conversation that the contractor was under the impression that they'd be charged the residential rate, and then was surprised at the when they were charged the commercial rate, which is substantially more. So she was open to having that conversation, but didn't feel like she could make a determination on her own without consulting with the town council. So that's where that's at this point. Anything else on the clinic building?
We have a meeting tomorrow at 1:30. Is that what I remember, or gotten by the two yesterday, was that for tomorrow to do the cleaning?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it'll come up
during the...
For a change order discussion.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any legislation discussion? A citizen comment for the Municipal Building Authority? All right, let's move on to review the cash summary report and the accounts receivable report for the Municipal Building Authority.
Are we doing accounts receivable with this one?
Yes.
Looks like we have a accounts receivable for the Mineral Clinic reimbursement coming up. It's in the accounts receivable. I make a motion to acknowledge receipt of the cash summary for as it relates to the Daggett.
Second.
A motion and a second has been made to acknowledge the receipt of the cash summary and accounts receivable report for the MBA as of 10/24/2025. All in favor?
Right.
Aye.
We don't have an open invoice register for the MBA, do we?
It says for the MBA.
Maybe I'm not seeing it then.
It's in the MBA contract.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it is.
Okay. All right, so we do have an open invoice register to approve for the Municipal Building Authority.
Should be the next under in the next page.
Thank you.
Make a motion to approve the open invoice register for the Municipal Building Authority of Daggett County, dated 10/23/2025, in the amount of $62,170.
Second.
Motion and a second has been made to approve the open invoice register for the Municipal Building Authority, dated 10/23/2025, in the amount of $62,170. All in favor?
Aye.
Is there a disbursement listing? There's not. So, are there any purchase requests to consider for the MBA today?
Is that same as change order?
Now, the change orders, I think, would be
under
policy and legislation.
Okay. I just don't want to forget it.
Yeah.
I won't mention it.
Okay. Very good. Correspondence and calendar review. Change order discussion meeting on Thursday at 1:30. Wednesday at 1:30.
I was thinking one, but you got the. It is for 1:30.
That's what it showed
on my
calendar.
The conversation with Jesse yesterday was 1:30, in my recollection.
And it is Wednesday?
It does show 1 on
on
the calendar.
We'll go 2:30 or something, isn't it? That's
could have changed since we spoke on the phone, too.
Well, it was this one.
So okay. Tomorrow at 1.
Right.
Okay.
Anything else on the calendar for the MBA or for correspondence? All right, moving on to policy and legislation. Item one, discussion and consideration of change orders and construction change directives for the Daggett County Health, Business, and Community Center. And we have, it looks like, two to consider, change order number two and change order number three.
Okay, so I have the, I guess we got them in our packet, so I don't need to hand out any. But as far as the change order number two is ready for approval. Number three is the one that will be brought up in the meeting tomorrow. Change order two is for the rock and labor and all the waterproofing and the fabric and geogrid that's under the building, all the stuff that was had to be put in so the building could come out of the ground on and be dried up underneath. So there's some question on change order number three. Do you have anything to add to that, Bart?
No, just that the meeting tomorrow was to go through the items in number three. We felt like maybe there was some things that got doubled up in the changes that we made to the drainage system and some other things. It looked like there were some things that were not completely substituted and things like that. So we're going to sit down with the contractor and their sub tomorrow on that and just go through it item by item so that we know what's in there. So,
okay, thanks. And Jesse and I had a discussion today. It would, after that meeting, if everything's worked out, we need to have a special meeting to approve that change order. So we're not going to have a meeting next week. So it'll be
right.
There's a pretty good chunk of change in that. And they're wanting to have something to charge against, so that's. And it's painful to have that big a change order to start with, but that's where the water came in. Take care of the water first. So,
on the change order number two is the one we're going to deal with
right
today, which is the $5,688,305. Which is an increase of $351,000.
Correct.
It didn't change on all of it, but rough numbers. Plus the $17,000
that's already been
That's already been approved.
And then on the second change order, that's the $6,083,970. And that one is, this one is the underground and this is the drainage. Or I didn't quite understand which one was which by even looking at them for sure.
Yeah, and
the net change is about 368 the first time and 395 this time. Knowing that there's problems.
This, we're not dealing, I want to table that one today and bring it up in the meeting tomorrow and then after that,
see if the numbers stay the same.
Do the approval of it at a special meeting. Mm-hmm. So I would rather not have any discussion on number
not
three.
Not trying to create discussion, just describing it as it was presented. Okay.
So I guess I'll make the motion to approve change order number two for the work to mitigate the water coming in under the building. The waterproofing and the rock and the labor and the fabric.
Do we need to list the amount on that for the record?
$351,000 $255.34.
I'll second the motion.
A motion and a second has been made to approve change order number 2 for the Daggett County Health Business and Community Center in the amount of $351,255.34. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And then we'll hold on change order number 3 because there are some details that need to be discussed in our meeting tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Do we need to consider this construction change directive? That's in the packet.
I missed that. Which one is it?
That one. Which one's it? Explain that to me.
3 or 2.
It was the last document in the packet. It's just entitled.
I don't have it.
Construction change directive. Randy, do you have this in your packet? I don't know if this is one that we've already. If it's just informational or if it needs to be considered.
What number?
Commissioner.
Yes, please, Bart.
And if I may, the construction change directive is encapsulated within the change order.
Okay.
Which change order?
Formalizes the construction. Okay. It puts a price to that construction change directive and then formalizes it to change the contract amount.
I just didn't know if this was a new directive, Bart, but thank you for that clarification.
So it'll be approved after the meeting on the second change order.
So for today, it's just informational.
Okay. Informational as part of change order 3?
I think
correct.
Okay.
Yeah. For both. I don't have that in front of me.
It might be on change order 3. There's a construction, at least in yours and mine, might be this on the second page of the front. From the front. I don't know if that's the same thing.
Part of the construction change order directive will be reflected in change order 2 and 3.
Or just 3.
Or just 3.
So, yes. Yep. So, the construction change directive gives the contractor the authorization to move forward with the work so they're not being held up.
Right.
But then formalized in the... But yes, there might be some items that are covered in change order 2 and some that might be in change order 3. I need to look closer and remember the details, but...
Can we approve this thing?
That's
we're
the
not
case,
asking.
Yeah.
We're not seeking approval.
No, 2. If 2 and 3 are both in the change order, and I'm not trying to...
There are 2 change orders.
I know, but there's 1 directive. Do we approve it first and then the change order? Change orders? And if they're both involved in it...
We can't approve until we... Get them both clarified, in my understanding, the way Jesse explained it to me.
Yeah, it is appropriate. We did give the contractor a direction through a construction change directive,
yes.
And it is formalized in potentially 1 and 2, but procedurally there's no problem with. What we've done to approve change order number 2, even though there may be something in change order 2 and 3 that's contained in the directive. But to Bart's point, it's just the approval of the change orders formally is just the next step in the process to formalize what's in the directive.
I'm learning. It's not. What's your problem, Andy?
Nothing.
I'm not trying to be a pain in the butt. I'm trying to understand it. I may be a pain in the butt, but I'm not trying to be.
That's a fair question. Thank you for the question.
I've had one that's been a pain with that.
Okay.
Being told it was a pain.
I've been told that a lot, too, so. All right. Any other items that we need to cover today before we adjourn?
I just know that it's hard to deal with these change orders. As big as this is, the start of a project, it makes it difficult to swallow and then hope we can get through without another ask or whatever. So it's somewhat painful.
Okay. If there is nothing else to discuss in the Municipal Building Authority meeting, I'll adjourn the meeting by acclamation at 9:44. Thanks, everyone.